What's the svar? What's the logic of having to be a Rosh Machmas Chama? So Rashi speaks it out throughout the sukkah. If you went through all the Rashis, you'd see it more than once. Rashi says, because Rava holds that the whole yisoid of why a Rasha is possibly Eidos is because he's a Chashad. Now, to be a Chashad means you have to have proof that this person violated this or something very similar to this. A person that doesn't aver a machmas taivas mamin is a rasha de chamas. As a result, he's chashud that maybe he would testify falsely for chamas, for money in return, right? The point is that you have to be a chashud for this inyan that we're now being chashud you for. So, a mumur eichel nevelos ha-teyavain, even though he never testified falsely, but you can draw the parallel between him and someone testifying falsely. Why? Because he does an Avera because of Chemdas Mamin. As a result, he's Chashid. He may continue to do Averas. Machmas Chemdas Mamin. A Rasha that's Oichal Nevelos Lahachis, Ma'in Yit Shmita Eitzel Arsina. The two have nothing to do with each other. And as a result, if you're not a Chashid in this Indian, you're not going to be a Chashid for that. And there's a big Shail in the Achroinim, and really it comes from the Rishoinim, that what's Pshan in Abai? So, Rava, we said, is very logical, right? If you're chashud for this, so, okay, now we don't trust you. But if you're not chashud for this, make a tesi. Abai says, no, I don't care if you did this, you were shatnez, or you, whatever that there is, you are a Rasha. If you're a Rasha, then all of a sudden you're going to be posulatus. Why? L'chura, what Rava is saying seems to be more logical. What Abai is saying seems to be less logical. And just to appreciate the question a little bit better, the sugyas of chashid come up in different places in Shas, right? In the Cheshchita, in Mesachtes Chulin, in Mesachtes Becheiros, Taflamet, that was what the Chassam Sofer mentioned, in Yenu Tshuva that we spoke of from the Kovitz Tshuvas, Simu Chafal, right? All that, this is something that comes up in many places. Here's the rule of thumb when it comes to a chashid. Chashid ledavar echad, enoi chashid ledavar echad. Right? Shnai Moichsa Metalis. That's one of the places that comes up big time in Shas. So, chashid ledavar echad is not a chashid ledavar echad. So, shtotzich the frage, what's pshan in Abaya? Abaya holds a mumma oichel neveis lahachis is possible. Hey, is he not a chashid? How do I know you're not a chashid? Because chashid ledavar echad ain't a chashid ledavar echad. So the ktsois in Simenun Beis and in Lamed Beis and in different places, the ktsois lays down the yisoid of Shitas Abaya. He said, Abaya knows that a chashid ledavar echad ain't a chashid ledavar echad. But Abaya holds his exerus akasiv. Says in the Torah, Al Toshis Rasha Eid, a Rasha's possible Eidos. And Enochinam has nothing to do with Svar. And that is the aside of the Machlokes of Ayav Rava. According to Rava, a Rasha is only possible Eidos because he's a Chashud. Oh, you're only possible Eidos because you're a Chashud. So it has to be the same minion. Because Chashud Ladavarecha, then you're Chashud Ladavarecha. Whereas Abayah holds a Rasha's possible Eidos because it's a Xeris HaKosov that a Rasha's possible Eidos. So the minute you're a Rasha, you're possible. It's nothing to do with Chashud. It's a Xeris HaKosov. It's nothing to do with Chashud. It's nothing to do with Chashud. And the Ktsoi says that really it's muchak that way in Shitas Abaya, because you see Abaya holds that the only time that your possible Eidos is if it's a chashud on a loisase, and even then it has to be a loisase sheyesh by Malkus. Right, there's like a lot of nitty-gritty laws when it comes to understanding what makes somebody a Rasha. If we're dining Hilchis chashud, who cares, right? Why should it matter? The Teretz says it's not about chashud. And the truth is when it comes to chashud, mitaka don't care. For example, someone that does business on Shvias, that person is chashud. If it's shvius bizmana who, he would be chashud midai raisa. Why? Shvius l'chayra is only an aseh, right? One of the iser aseis in shas is l'achla v'loy l'schayra, to do business on shvius, right? Lavdavka, he was planned, he's seichari shvius. That's what he was doing in the Mishnah. And he's pasal midai raisa. The Teretz is because he's a chashud. When you're a chashud, you're not going to be pasal midai raisa. But when it's a mumma eichel neveis l'hachas, but you're not a chashud, and you only pasal al tzurasha, so now we have to define the term Rasha. You want to know what a Rasha is? It has to be a lois aseh, it has to be malchus maybe, etc., etc. This is the aside. According to Rava, Rasha the Chamas, you only pasal this when you're a chashud. According to Abaya, you're pasal machmas the gzeres hakasov, because at the end of the day, you are a Rasha.